BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website. The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm Natasha, I'm 26, and I'm from Bristol. You might not know this, but I've cut Scott Mills' hair. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio. Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
What's going on, Natasha?
Well, it's my birthday, so I'm just getting ready. People are coming round later.
Happy birthday!
Thank you!
Last time it was someone's birthday, they made me sing it like Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, can you do that for me?
No, I think today you should sing it like Stevie Wonder did last night.
Yes, please.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, the Queen. Happy birthday.
Thank you. That was good.
So we have met before.
Yeah.
How many years ago was it we met?
It was probably about 3 years ago.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tell me what happened.
Well, because Nigget, she'd done your makeup for the show. And then she told you to come in and have a haircut.
What show was this?
I'm not going to say what it was. Was it Upstaged?
It was a show called Upstaged, which was on BBC Three.
That was the one with the giant box in the middle of Bristol, right?
Well, yeah, because I've seen it once, and that's why I thought it was called The Cube or something, because you were sat in a box. And because that's all I remember about it.
If only it was The Cube.
I know.
Yeah, that was a weird show. Some would say ahead of its time.
So you're not going to do that again, then?
I don't think it's coming back for a second series.
Oh, that's a shame.
But, you know, it had its fans.
Yeah.
So you cut my hair.
Yeah.
And I didn't take a picture in, did I?
No, you didn't bring a picture. You just said, give it a little trim, really.
Because I remember back in the day, I used to take a picture of Philip Schofield in to all hairdressers with me.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I didn't do it on that occasion.
No, you didn't. I would have remembered, because I loved the Schofield.
Natasha, was he a demanding customer?
No, he was really nice. I was really surprised how nice... You were quite quiet. Well, you were more quiet than you are on the show as well.
Did he do any of his catchphrases?
No. We were just talking about the radio, really. That's all I remember.
So it was all about Scott, then?
No!
No, we were talking about other radio presenters.
Other Radio 1 presenters?
Yeah, it was other Radio 1 presenters.
What was he saying?
Let's stop there.
Oh, I can't tell you!
Just having a good chat, weren't we, Natasha?
Yeah, we were.
About everybody.
I love that you gossip to the hairdressers, Scott, or your colleagues.
It wasn't gossip, it was just, you know...
A general conversation.
Just a general chat.
Yeah.
Do many people bring in photos of their celebrities that they want their hair
like? Not really. They generally, because we have books of, like, people, like, hair magazines, they generally just look through there, and if they see a picture they like... They say, can they have it like that?
Has anyone ever chosen Scott's hair as a...
No. But that's because he's not in any of the hair magazine.
There isn't a slightly faded picture of me on the wall of the hairdressing salon, is there?
No. No.
Put one in the window.
Okay. But I don't work there anymore.
Oh.
I work somewhere else now.
Go and put one in there anyway.
Would you like me to?
Yeah, go on, do it today.
All right, then, I will.
I can't believe you're asking this.
I'd quite like it if you are working in a hairdresser's today. Put a faded picture of me in the window and see how many people come in and go, I want that one. I doubt it'll be many.
I will do it. I'm not working today, but I will tomorrow.
We should get this in every barber's, hairdresser's...
pictures of Scott Mills.
Picture of Scott, and see if anyone points to it.
I always like those pictures in hairdressers, because they're off the 80s, aren't they? And it's like, does anyone actually go, I want it like that?
No, I will do that, I promise.
You actually are as well. But it's good to speak to you, Natasha. Have a lush day. What are you doing?
Well, I'm going out for food and drinks later, so just chilling out, really, and having a nice day.
Where's that to?
Well, it'll be in Bristol. Around Clifton, do you know?
Oh, lush.
Yeah, so...
I love it there.
I might go to a sausage restaurant.
Oh.
They mainly sell sausages.
Well...
Happy birthday.
Good.
Thank you.
Nothing says birthday like sausage.
Thank you.
Thanks for introducing the show.
Bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, are we ready to play some bingo?
Think so.
Okay, Edith Bowman is today's celebrity guest.
It's Tuesday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Don't peek too soon with the water, Edith.
What are you drinking? I'm like that. Okay, well, I've got a drink now.
Well, it's just very cold water, so you might want to acclimatise.
So, Chris is here. Edith has agreed to play Innuendo Bingo today. Have you played before?
Never.
You haven't?
Never.
Ah, welcome along.
Thanks.
You can't see this today, but you can hear it, and that's as good as, because we've got some brilliant clips for you. Thank you if you've sent these in over the last 7 days.
Man.
Loads of our listeners send these in now, and I really appreciate it. So we've laid down the kind of stuff to make sure the floor doesn't get wet.
Yeah. So cheap.
The stained sheets are down.
Yeah. They're really stained, actually.
They are.
Is that?
I'm going to put them in for a hot wash. Just I keep forgetting.
Weeks of use.
And
oh, yeah. Good.
We have some water lined up. Let me know if you're playing along at home. Maybe you're just bored and you're off today. Get some water. Make sure you're in a safe place where it'll be okay to spit it and play along at home. Let me know how you do. 81119. Okay, your first sip of water, please,
right,
peoples.
Here we go.
Okay.
Fill your cheeks, Edith.
Fill your cheeks. Nice big gulp, Edith. So loads of people sent this one in, including our boss, Rob. And this is Eamon Holmes. Eamon Holmes not being able to concentrate at the Jubilee. Here we go.
Oh, hi, hello. Hello, was Charlotte talking to me there?
Yeah, she is, but she's so far away,
yeah,
you can't hear
away.
Her.
And it's the hooters everywhere we go, massive hooters.
Chris is gone.
My favourite.
Edith held it. Well done.
Edith. Well held.
Very good.
Well held.
And it's the hooters everywhere we go. Massive hooters.
Oh. It's fine to spit, Edith.
Can't cover your mouth.
There's no shame in it.
I swallow instead.
Very good.
Okay, good.
Well done. Okay. Next
I
one.
I came out my nose, by the way. Is that allowed?
That's fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wait, quick.
Okay. Mm-hmm. More water, please. Matt Haverty. Thank you for this. Give yourself 250 Scott Mills points. And this one, this bit of bingo, is from Good Morning Sunday over on Radio 2. Ready?
The head said, if I can't celebrate all the face, I'm not going to celebrate any at all. So she wouldn't have the C word mentioned at Christmas.
Chris is gone. Oh, Edith's gone. There we are.
Oh.
Now, can I just say, Edith, no hands over mouths.
Oh, really? Sorry.
I just made that rule
up. I'll tie them up. Okay.
But it kind of spoils it.
Okay. Sorry.
All right.
She's got her hands behind her back now.
She wouldn't have the C word mentioned at Christmas.
Good. Okay, next one. From Carly in Oxford and Tom in Leeds. Filled your cheeks. Okay. Got the water ready. This is from EastEnders.
If you know anything, anything, please just tell her.
Why does she care anyway? As long as she can carry on sucking in dry.
Edith, projectile.
Sorry.
Projectile.
I'm so sorry.
Oh. And I look like I have wet myself.
Oh, Edith, it's gone right on your legs at that, that point.
Right up my legs.
Up your legs.
Really glad I wore these skin tight jeans.
It's always awkward when this happens.
Well, it's where his head's facing, to be fair. It's just really inappropriate, to be honest.
Sorry.
That was a good one.
I want a higher cheer as well.
And now, some classic innuendo bingo. Ready?
It's 5:53 and today we're focusing on the front garden. Does your front garden need a facelift? First of all, enhance your entrance, the focal point of all front gardens. Make your entrance as welcoming as possible. It should whisper seductive come-hithers to visitors.
Vanessa Phelps there. Can someone tell me what happened there?
Got him in the crotch!
Did you?
That was a crotch shot.
Oh, it was as well. Good, we both got wet jeans now, so it's all good.
Oh,
off we go.
Man.
And we're on. It takes a while
was that
to warm
Vanessa
up.
Vanessa Phelps.
It was Vanessa
oh,
Phelps.
Amazing.
Yeah. Next one. Nice big gulp there. Hello, India, sitting on her floor in London. Her and her sister are playing over a bin as a break from revision. What's even that? What's funny about that? No hands, please, over the mouth, Edith. Ready? Relax. Bernadette in North Wales sent this one in from Helicopter Rescue.
Over 3,000 feet in the air, it's the first time 59-year-old Fiona MacArthur has ever been winched.
Good one, Edith.
That was a great
that
one.
That was a good one.
It's the first time 59-year-old Fiona MacArthur has ever been winched.
Said with such sincerity.
I know. <That's> She got winched.
Always okay. Wanted to be winched.
Me too. Okay. Ready?
Yeah, sorry, just drank that one. Hold on.
All right. Mm-hmm. Darren in Cleveland, give yourself some points for spotting this one. It's Gary Barlow on The Chris Moyle Show.
Wherever we were, whether we were in the Blue Mountains in Australia or we were in a slum in Kenya, you'd get back to your hotel, you couldn't wait to get it in. You'd slot it in.
Edith is getting fully involved now. That was a big spray everywhere. That was Edith making that noise. Well done, Edith.
We're about to take this up a level now.
Well, Edith has, so you might as well. Really taking it up a level.
Here we go.
Sorry.
Thanks for that, Barlow.
I meant to aim for the bucket, sorry.
You'd get back to your hotel, you couldn't wait to get it in, you'd slot it in.
Right, next one.
Edith, Scott, can we bring Edith close to the bin, please? Because
right,
she's
sorry.
Starting to wheel away.
Okay. Sorry.
Come back.
I'm ready, I'm here, I'm in the room.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now, some innuendo bingo from the snooker.
Four.
As I say, I'd prefer not to have flicked the pink.
All over
classic.
Each other there.
Classic.
Right, Edith.
Sorry, Edith.
Where are you going after this, Edith?
What?
Where are you going after this?
I'm staying here doing the show for tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm going to have to get under a hand dryer.
Till 9, I was going to say, you need to get some
you'll,
sort of...
You'll be dry by then.
Yeah,
you'll
hopefully.
Right.
Get her a towel.
Hopefully. It'll be wet for Edith Grimshaw.
That's tonight at 9 on Radio 1 on the review show. Blimey. Okay, more water, please.
Mm-hmm.
And this is from Danny Marsh. Thank you for sending this in. From Pointless Celebrities.
The only one that I can go for, and I'm probably wrong, is that I think I can see Willy.
Chris is gone.
I think I can see Willy.
Christine Hamilton there. Oh, well held, Edith Bowman, well held.
Beautifully held.
Very
that was
good.
Hard, that was hard.
Okay. There's some more. Bumper edition of this.
I've got my daily intake of water.
I know.
One
about 2 points there, aren't you? Right, mm-hmm. Kyle in Coventry.
Mm-hmm.
It's Gary Barlow again.
Mm-hmm.
I've met some special people today, and they've really touched me, and I feel great. They've really touched me, and I feel great.
Come on. Fine? Fine. Chris, you've got like a dog dribble in your chin.
That was almost as good as that one where that woman put her leg around his neck. Do you remember on X Factor? She said, oh, it's been so long since a woman's had her leg wrapped around my neck.
Oh, yeah, on X Factor.
Yeah.
Okay.
He really went with that.
I know.
Okay.
Well done, Chris. Well held. Both of you there.
A dog dribble there. It's disgusting.
He's gone again. You have got like
in
dog
my
slobber.
Shoe.
Oh, is that in your shoe? Sorry about that. Hello, Lee, Matt, Becky, and Russ on the M5 en route to Kidderminster.
All right.
And their crime of laughter. Okay. Here's some more from a footballer. Ready?
Oh, I'm not sure I can take much more of this.
A footballer called Philippe Senderos. Thank you. Got that right. Mm-hmm. Ready? Mm-hmm.
No, I think with Joey Barton, you know what to expect. You know, he's going to come strong in the tackle and he's going to come in your face.
You didn't even... That wasn't even it. Can we do it again?
What do you mean?
Do it again?
Yeah.
All right, more water.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think with Joey Barton, you know what to expect. You know, he's going to come strong in the tackle and he's going to come in your face.
Edith spat like a water feature at Chris.
This is ridiculous.
That was brilliant. We
this
do.
Game.
That was the most graceful spit I've ever seen.
It was slow. It was like slow-mo.
You know when you're in the bath sometimes when you're a kid and you do that, you fill your mouth with water and then spit it at your mum and dad?
Yeah.
It's a bit same. Like that.
Okay. One more?
Yeah.
Nice big gulp for the last one.
It's just my left knee. It's just my left knee that's soaking. Mm.
Sean in Emsworth has been on. Mm-hmm. And he spotted this bingo from the horse racing. It's Claire Balding, everybody. Ready?
Mm-hmm. As the race was being run, I was whacking your back. Poor Willie came away with bruises. I got so excited.
Yes, Chris.
Poor Willie came away with bruises. I got so excited.
Once again, well held by Edith Bowman. Did you enjoy that, Edith? You can swallow it now.
High five.
Loved that.
That was brilliant. Really.
Be better on a hot day.
That was a great game.
Yeah. And, your left knee is sodden.
Yeah.
Look at that. Oh, no, look at it. But thanks very much for coming in and playing today.
My left knee, my right eye.
Who have you got on the review show tonight, please? Aidan Grimshaw.
Aidan Grimshaw is going to be on. And we've got an amazing amount of tunes, so make sure you join us from 9.
Okay. So it's a load of tunes, reviewed by some guests with Edith from 9 o'clock tonight on the review show. Thanks for coming in, love.
Thanks for having me. BBC Radio 1,
the Scott Mills Daily. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
It's Joe from the show yesterday.
Oh! Joe, who introduced the show yesterday. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, thanks, Scott.
What's going on?
Well, because like I said yesterday, I live just across the road from where Elton John's playing today.
Yeah.
It's just... I can hear all the sound checks going on, can hear the drums being played and all this kind of stuff.
Now, if you didn't hear the show yesterday, Joe introduced it and he used to live next to Elton John and something about a wig.
Yeah, he used to wear his wigs, didn't he?
Did you ever wear his wig, though? I don't think we got to the bottom of that.
No, I don't think I did. There's a chance I could, but I don't think I did.
The wig with warships in it and stuff?
Yeah.
And boats. Okay, so you're going to go up to Elton John.
Right.
And you're going to say, hi, I may have once worn your wig.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was thinking of making a sign with it on, you know.
Yeah. So where's he playing tonight?
He's at a place called Harrogate in the Great Yorkshire Showground.
Okay, and that's right where you are now.
Yeah, it's across the road from me.
Are you sure it's Elton John soundchecking?
Yeah. I don't think he's got any, what they're called, I've forgotten the word, but the people that played before him.
Stand-ins?
That's it.
Support?
Support acts. Yeah,
support. Okay. That's it.
What, so can you hear it on John now going?
No, I can't.
Testing,
I can't hear
testing,
the
1, 2, 1, 2, testing, 1, 2, 1, 2, testing. Hey, hey, 2, 2, testing.
Can you hear that?
No, not quite the man himself, but I can hear all like the drums and the guitars and everything.
Oh,
like that,
right, yeah.
Does he not sound check himself then, do you think, or?
I don't think so. I heard that before he goes on, he changes a nappy on his baby and has a bit of time with him and then just goes straight on stage.
So he changes his baby's nappy and then goes straight on stage. Yeah. That's what you've heard?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
To be honest, he's Elton John. He probably doesn't need to soundcheck because he's done those songs 300 million times.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
He was doing it yesterday, wasn't he?
Yeah, he did it yesterday and it looked like he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
He was good.
Yeah. I didn't catch it, actually.
Yeah, it was very good.
Wanted to save all the surprises for today.
Okay, so have you got a ticket for this thing tonight with him, or are you just gonna... You have?
Yeah, we got tickets. I got them a while ago.
Awesome. Okay, well, let us know what happens tomorrow, please.
I will do, will do.
All right, give me a call back.
Will do, all right.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills
Daily. So, Joe, our listener who introduced the show yesterday, has gone to try and befriend Elton John. Elton is playing a concert just over the road from where Joe lives. And Joe did used to live next door to Elton. So he's going to go over and go, Elton, it's me. I don't know how he's going to get past all the security, but he's working that out and he'll be back with us tomorrow. Now, this is something that you want to do as well, Chris, befriend Elton John.
Definitely.
Is this something you decided just after seeing him on the Jubilee concert last night?
No, that was more a reminder to start planning it.
What, when he walked on in those glasses and that pink jacket?
I think he's brilliant. But the thing is, he was born round my area. He used to live in Pinner.
Right.
And obviously he's a big Watford fan.
Yeah. Then he used to own it.
He used to be chairman of Watford.
Right.
So I think we're actually very similar. We must have very similar interests. And I just think it would be fascinating if I took him out for a beer. And I was trying to work out how I could maybe go about this, because really, we're not that different in the sense that we had a very similar upbringing. except our roads have sort of separated.
Really?
In the sense that,
do you think?
I mean, I would like to know what I would have been like if, say, I'd written Rocket Man. I would probably be quite
gay.
Like, well, no, not gay, but like, you know, headline in Vegas.
Camp.
Whereas equally, he must be wondering if he didn't write Rocket Man, what he could have become, and that's me.
He would have been you.
So I think it's a fascinating thing, and I think
so. You
it would
think
be...
Elton John would have been sat here with me right now?
Well, potentially. And I'd be headlining Vegas or doing the Jubilee concert. I mean, it's just funny how life works out, isn't
it? Sliding doors, isn't it? Sliding doors.
So I just think a really nice thing to do would be somehow get hold of him, go for a beer, sure, and just discuss it. It's stuff in it for him as well, obviously, because I'm sure he wants to know.
What's in it for him?
Well, I'm sure he's fascinated to know if you were, you know, sort of brought up in Pinner and a Watford fan, what would have happened if you didn't write Rocket Man?
Yeah. So do you want me to try and orchestrate this?
Well, do you know him?
I don't know.
No. Is there any way you can get hold of him?
I don't know.
Because at the moment, all I can think to do is write a letter.
Yes. Well, I know that you were talking about this to me earlier. So are you already kind of drafted a letter, have you?
I've sort of drafted one, yeah.
Right, do you want to run the letter past me and the listeners first to see if it's kind of suitable for Sir Elton John?
I don't know, because I don't really know the best way to go about contacting Elton. I don't know if this is it, really.
We can sort that out later, can't we?
Also, he must get so many letters.
Probably, yes.
So
I'm struggling to find what is similar between you and Elton John.
Well, there's the Watford thing, isn't there?
And
he grew up in Pinner.
And
same as me.
Apart from that, okay, where does it go from there?
Well, that's what we'd sort out.
That's where the similarity ends, isn't it?
Well, no, I'm just sure there must be more, but you can only really find that out
by going for a beer with him. A
couple of beers, yeah.
Right. There is always Wikipedia.
Yeah, but I've looked on that. There's very, you know. Maybe we could record it and it could turn out to be an amazing interview. It could be the start of a new chat show or something.
I'll tell you what, let's not let's do baby steps here. If you read the letter for us just after, what, 2:30? If you got it, it's quite long. If you can sub it down a bit, and then we'll take it from there.
It could be like, you know how you went to stay with Hasselhoff and Hasselhoff came to... Maybe we could do something similar with that.
What, you go and live with Elton John?
Do like a sort of German exchange with Elton... Well, not a German exchange, obviously. A sort of, like some kind of... I don't know what you call it. Some exchange.
Exchange with Elton John. Just to see that your lives are really very similar.
I think they are.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Someone sent a text in saying that one of their friends was one of Elton John's roadies or handed a demo to one of Elton John's roadies... And then Elton John ended up phoning them personally, and that band ended up supporting Elton on 2 European tours.
Wow, so he does listen?
He does.
If you just tuned into Radio 1, Chris has now in his head that he thinks he will be friends with Elton John because they are quite similar. I'm struggling to see where this similarity is, but you know what he's like when he gets an idea in his head.
I just think it'd be really nice if we went for a beer.
A lot of people are going to see Elton John tonight. If you could, because Chris has written him a letter, they're saying they could deliver the letter for you. Maybe if you are going to see Elton John tonight, if you could write this down as Chris reads it out and then make it into a paper aeroplane and aim it at the stage. And if enough people do it, surely he'll get one.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah. So what makes you want to be friends with Elton? This isn't something that just happened after seeing the concert last night, is it? It's been a long-standing thing.
Well,
it just reminded you.
Yeah, he grew up in Pinner. And he's a Watford fan, which is two of the same things as me, isn't it? So, really, he's not much different to me, other than he wrote Rocket Man and a few other songs like that and ended up headlining Vegas. Yeah. And, really, I'm what he would have been if he hadn't have done that.
Can you see yourself in that jacket that he wore last
night?
Well,
no, not really, none of that. But I can kind of...
Do you think you'd order as many flowers to your house every day as he does?
No, maybe not.
Can you see yourself going out with David Furnish?
No. But I think it would be a great person to have a beer with, don't you? Mm.
Are you dumping me for Elton John?
No. What do you mean by that? That's a bit weird.
Well, you want him to be your friend now?
You can both be my friend, that's cool. But I just think I'd like to go for a beer with Elton John.
Okay, well, Chris has written a letter to try and persuade Elton. That shouldn't be how friendship works, really, should it? You persuade him to be your friend.
Well...
Anyway, so if you could write this down, if you're going to see Elton John tonight in Harrogate, then make it into a paper aeroplane, throw it at the stage. He might get it. Ready? I've got some music for you.
Do you want me to just read it out, then?
Yeah, go on.
Dear Elton John,
sir. I'd put that.
Really?
Yeah, even I don't think he'd like it if you didn't call him that.
But his mates don't call him sir, do they?
Well, you're not his mate yet.
I appreciate you are a busy man, but I hope this letter gets to you well. I imagine someone has to proofread your post, but in anticipation of this, I've enclosed a small gift for the proofreader. If you are reading this proofreader, here is a nudie pen. They are a great conversation starter, so enjoy it.
You think that nudie pens are the answer to everything?
I think it will get me through the front door. So to speak. No, I mean, like, I think what it will do is the proofreader will love it and then pass the letter on.
You know the nudie pens where you turn them upside down and the clothes fall off?
Yeah.
Classic.
So enjoy it, and I hope it's enough to make you pass on this letter to Elton. So I'll crack on. This isn't really fan mail, although I am a big fan of yours. It's more me just trying to reach out to you, something I've wanted to do for a long time. But I finally sat down to write this letter. Basically, I know it's a long shot, but I was wondering if you'd like to go for a beer. Might as well get to the point early on, right?
Yeah.
Like you, I am also a Pinner guy. I've been here my whole life. I've heard so many great stories about your upbringing and where you used to perform in Northwood Hills. In fact, I don't know how often you get to go back that way anymore, so I might use this letter as a bit of an update for you. There's a great curry house down the road from there, which is great for watching the football. I only recently discovered it. But generally, the town remains the same. Pinner as well, all good there. Although the Hand in Hand has now turned into an Italian restaurant. Likewise, the Victory is a different Italian restaurant. Pleased to report the Odd Fellows and the Queen's Head haven't changed a bit. See, but that's a great reaction if he's laughing away.
It's local knowledge.
Like you, I'm a huge Watford fan. I'm sure you are the same as me with how frustrating the club can be at times. One of the stands still hasn't been built yet. But as far as the football goes, it's okay. At least we haven't gone down. Everyone asks about you. You're definitely missed there.
Is that it?
No, I've finished it with this. We're not entirely different people. I think we'd have a very pleasant beer. I've got so many questions I'd love to ask you, given that you're a guy with the same upbringing and some similar interests as me, but who went on to the greatest...
So what are the similar interests?
Well, Watford. That's about it, really, isn't it, if I'm honest? And music, I guess. But who went on to be one of the greatest music stars of all time? Likewise, it might be interesting for you to see someone from Pinner that loves Watford FC and is taking a slightly different road in life. You seem like a top bloke. You seem like a top bloke. If you're up for that beer, then we could have a laugh. Hope to hear back from you soon, Chris. Now,
I hope someone's taken that down. It was quite long.
Yeah.
Maybe some of them was good at shorthand.
Yeah. But if anyone could pass that on, that'd be great. And let's get the ball rolling on this.
Right. Nice one, Chris. I love your optimism.
This is
Scott Mills. The Scott Mills Daily.
So today and yesterday... The Queen isn't the only one with a jubilee. We are looking back at 60 glorious years of this show. Here's something we haven't done for a while. Calling up chemists, asking them for strange products. Remember this? I bet they've had calls like this from many a bloke. We did this back in 74.
Good afternoon, my Santa.
Hello, can you tell me, do you sell tampoons?
Tampoons?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Just, I've got them on my girlfriend's giving me a shopping list.
Yeah.
And it says, well, it says get them from the chemist, and it just says tampoons.
Tampoons, no, sorry.
I've no idea what they are.
No.
You don't sell tampoons?
No.
Do you know what they are?
Do you mean tampoons or do you mean tampons?
Pardon?
Does she not mean Tampax?
So Tampax, is that a tampoon?
Probably, does she not mean a tampon?
So okay. Are tampons and tampoons the same thing?
I've never heard of anything called tampoons.
See, I don't want to bring back tampons if she wants tampoons. Not well, in the mood she's in at the moment.
Okay,
well,
bye.
Can you... Hello?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What a beautiful British moment. Diamond Jubilee, the Queen and the fam are on the balcony now. And we are also celebrating 60 years of this show. Don't want to take it away from Queenie. But it's been... 60 amazing years of entertainment.
Well, you've just had a flyover from the Red Arrows.
Oh, is that for me?
This building, yeah.
Awesome. So, let me take you back to 69 now on the show. when we used to call up bookshops. We should do this again, actually. Do they still have bookshops? It was a long time ago.
Yeah, they're still on.
Right. And we called up bookshops and asked for books, the titles of which didn't necessarily exist, or the authors.
Good afternoon, Angus and Robertson, Baker Street. Thank you, speaking.
Hello, would you be able to look up a book for me?
Yes, of course. What was the title?
Okay, the title is Inappropriate Behaviour. And I don't know, it's quite a rare author, I think. It's, the surname is Filibubi, which is Filyababoobie.
So, F for Fred?
Yeah.
I-L.
Y-A.
Uh-huh.
B-O-O-B.
B-O-O-B.
I-E.
I-E.
Yeah.
That's the whole surname?
Yeah. I think her first name is Ivana.
Okay.
I-V-A-N-A. Yeah.
Yep. It's actually not coming up at all.
Right.
I'll let you know, there is something coming up just under the title Inappropriate Behaviour, but none of it is by the author that you mentioned.
Okay. What were you looking up for me there?
Inappropriate Behaviour by Ivana Filyababoobie.
Thanks very much for your help. God, I was so immature back in 69.
Jump the Queue If You're Desperate by Hugo We First.
Get it?
Keep It In The Family by I Just Kissed Me Marma.
I don't get that one.
Keep It In The Family by I Just Kissed Me Marma.
Oh, okay, yeah, I get it now.
Impressive Knockers by Gloria Smellin.
I like that he got it at the end.
Impressive Knockers by Gloria Smellins.
The Scott Mills Daily. Zach Bennett says, you can't fall out with Chris at the moment just because he wants to be friends with Elton John. You'll need to be there for him when he gets the disappointment of Elton completely blanking him. True that.
Well, that's a bit negative, isn't it?
So Chris is trying to be Elton John's friend because he thinks they've got a lot in common with each other.
You sound really bitter about this.
I'm not bitter, I just don't think it's going to happen. I'm a realist. So if you want to see the open letter that Chris has written to Elton, I don't think he drinks beer, so that could be a problem. Like maybe a ginger beer he'll have.
He can have a shandy.
That's still got alcohol in it. I don't think he drinks anymore. A shandy is, that's still got an element of beer in it. Did you know that? Did you know that?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Did you though?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
So, Elton will have a soft drink. I think we're jumping the gun a little bit here. If you want to see the open letter where Chris tells Elton how Watford and Pinner have changed over the years, because he may not have been back for a while, then go to the radio on Twitter, at BBCR1. And it's on the Radio 1 Facebook as well.
He can have a WKD.
That's also, I feel like you'd be rubbish to go out with, like, if you're not drinking. But I feel it also has an element of alcohol in it. And also, he's Elton John, he doesn't want a blue tongue.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.